boil tea in. You call that a tea?
Teapot. Tea kettle.
What about one of these great big black, I guess, cast iron things that you used to see out in people's yards in the country?
We always call them wash pots.
What were those used for?
Well, you could boil clothes in them. You could, we used them to boil water when we killed hogs. You could, you know, anytime you wanted to heat a lot of water up. I mean, these were big, big deals. Big cauldrons, you know, big pots, big black pots. And we used to have one, and that's, you know, if you had a pretty day and you were going to can some, you know, tomatoes, or if you were going to put away some corn, you'd boil it, just put it in that big pot. Boil it outside and get it inside and cool it off.
General Jones made us a wash pot full of camp stew. That sucker was slammed to the top full of camp stew too. Okay. What about a container that you use for growing flowers?
For growing flowers?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
it's like one of these red clay things.
Well, a flower pot, yeah.
Okay. Would you ever have that inside?
Well, you know, we got all kinds of planters or pots in here. I always call them pots. I don't like to call them planters. That seems a little highfalutin for me.
Yeah.
Pots or buckets or containers. And if you're gonna, if you cut flowers off and you want just want them for show, it's a vase.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about ordinary utensils you use for eating?
Besides fingers, a knife, fork, spoon, steak knives,
Okay. And after you eat, what do you do to the dishes? You
wash them.
And to get the soap off, you say
rinse
she,
them.
And the woman, dishes.
Washes the dishes.
And then she
dries the dishes, rinses the dishes.
Okay. What about the cloth or rag that you use when you're washing dishes?
Wash rag.
And when you're drying?
Drying cloth, drying rag.
Okay, and when you're bathing your face?
Wash cloth, or a rag, I just call it a rag.
Okay. What about the big one that you dry off with?
Towel.
Say, over your sink, the thing that the water comes out of, you call that a?
Faucet.
What if it's in the yard and you hook up a hose to it?
That's still a faucet to me.
Okay.
Now, I've called them spigots. Spigot is just not a word I would use regularly. Faucet. It's more like faucet inside or outside.
What about the thing, say, on a portable water keg, something like that? What would you call the thing that the water comes out of?
Now, that I'd be more likely to call that a spigot.
Mm-hmm.
Like on a keg of beer or water, one of those thermos deals, they call that a spigot.
Would you ever call the thing outside that you took up your garden hose a hydrant?
Yeah, now, I'd be more likely to call it a hydrant if it were not attached to the house.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, if it were out on the water line, out from the house, you know, pipe coming up out of the ground, I'd be more likely to call it a hydrant.
Okay. You might say if it's during the winter, you woke up one morning, tried to turn on the water, nothing came out, you might say, well, great, looks like the pipe's
busted.
You might say they have
busted.
And if it gets much colder, they'll
bust.
Okay. What about this thing, used to see on the edge of houses,